Welcome back. Smokers who live in apartment buildings in San Rafael, California, are no longer able to light up in their own apartments because last week the San Rafael City Council decided to follow 9 other cities in California and vote unanimously to ban smoking in multifamily homes. You can't smoke in the hallways, near the front door, or again, in your own apartment. Not sure how they're going to monitor that, but some San Rafael smokers say this is tyranny. Robert Proctor teaches the history of science at Stanford University. He is an advocate for tobacco controls. He joins us now. And Robert, your thoughts about San Rafael? The ordinance also prohibits smoking on downtown streets, but again, apartments. Now, you've been quoted saying this is significant. Do you think it's a tipping point of some sort?
Oh, yeah, I think this is really fantastic. This is really just another nail in the coffin of the cigarette. A lot of communities, college campuses, hospitals are going smoke-free, and this is just the latest in a trend that's going to continue.
Okay, well, first of all, tell us about the science here. Why is it so important? What's wrong with somebody smoking in their apartment? If they want to suffer, or as my young nephew once said when he got this all wrong, but it actually applies, if they want to suffocate the consequences, which he once said. But isn't that their choice?
Well, sure, it's their choice, but the problem is they're forcing their smoke on other residents of those apartments. You know, look, smoke, it doesn't just stay confined in someone's apartment. There are all kinds of ways that it oozes into the other people's space. You know, it can go through vents, it can go through electrical outlets. You know, air is much more effective at moving through cracks than people realized. And so even on something like a beach, California now has 140 miles of smoke-free beaches, and that's partly because we know that the smoke actually travels along these laminated planes in the air much more easily than was previously thought. The other thing is that the San Rafael law doesn't ban people from smoking in their own homes if they don't affect other people, and I think that's correct. I think people should have the right to do whatever they want in their own homes. But in conjoined housing where, you know, the walls are not hermetically sealed, you're going to get exposure to other people's smoke, and that's really not tolerable.
And you have experienced smoke traveling, even though you lived, explain, you lived in a detached home?
Yeah, I lived in a separate house, but the next door neighbor would smoke like crazy, and it would always come into my kid's bedroom, and so in the morning, you know, they'd go in there and there'd be all this smoke in my kid's bedroom just from the neighbor.
And tell us about the most recent science on secondhand smoke. How dangerous is it to you? I mean, I thought we heard studies in 2006 from the Surgeon General's report that there were more cancer-causing and toxic chemicals in secondhand smoke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the irony is that in the 1930s, when the idea of secondhand smoke was first developed, the tobacco industry tried to say, look, smoking isn't dangerous because all of the really dangerous things go off in the secondhand smoke. Now we know that there are all kinds of poisons in secondhand smoke, that many of which aren't even in the mainstream smoke. And that's why about 50,000 people die every year just from inhaling other people's smoke.
Right. Well, I remind people, and this is always an interesting conversation with people who are, you know, 20, 25 years old. They have no idea, in most parts of the country, what the situation was before some of these smoking bans. So remind us how much smoke there used to be in our environment.
Smoking used to be really ubiquitous as late as 1960. About half of all doctors smoked cigarettes. They would smoke in their doctor's offices. You know, people would smoke in elevators, in courtrooms. Movie theaters would have little ashtrays on the back of the seats. And you would have this environment where you could smoke almost anywhere. And that's really easy to forget, but people used to be saturated with that stuff.
Oh, awful. I mean, you'd get off an airplane and you'd have to leave your luggage outside.
Because
if it was above or under the seats, even if you sat in no smoking, it just got pulverized.
That's right. And the flight attendants were getting sick and waiters and waitresses were getting sick. It's really one of the largest health problems we've got.
It's quite something. Quick question. Here in Boston, we were reading that some anti-smoking activists decided not to go with regulations. They decided that it was one thing to ban smoking in a restaurant, a public place, another to ban it in somebody's apartment, a private place. And so they decided to work with the supply side theory. In other words, there's a lot of demand for smoke-free apartments. And if they made landlords aware of that demand, they would get them to offer smoke-free apartments because you know, they will go with what the demand is. But people here complain that this unfairly punishes the poor and the elderly who tend to smoke more and tend to live in apartments.
Well, you could also say it actually protects them. I mean, think about, you know, most people don't like smoke. You know, surveys show that 90% of people would rather have a smoke-free hotel room. The other thing is that a lot of smokers really don't like the fact they smoke. In fact, around 80 or 90% of all smokers eventually come to regret the fact they smoke. And a lot of them will actually use this as an opportunity to quit themselves.
Well, tell us further, what's in it for a town to do this? They're not picking up, let's say, insurance costs for people who get sick. So what are the other benefits for a town when they ban smoking?
Well, I think it's an issue both of liberty and of public health. In other words, this new law is going to allow the residents of San Rafael to live in a smoke-free environment, to not be exposed to other people's smoke. It's going to have public health consequences, tremendous public health consequences. It's going to have fire safety consequences, and it's going to have also cleanliness consequences. Look, one of the reasons that we now have hotel chains, large hotel chains like Westin or Marriott going entirely smoke-free is they can reduce their cleaning costs. So there are going to be all kinds of unintended consequences, you might say, that are going to be positive.
Well, you point out in your book, Golden Holocaust, Origin of the Cigarette Catastrophe and the Case for Abolition, that smoking has dropped here in the United States, but that's from 650 billion cigarettes sold in the U.S. every year down to 350 billion. There's a lot of cigarettes out there. Is this something that you just never are going to You're never going to really stamp it out.
Oh, it's going to be stamped out. Yeah, I think we've already reached the point of peak cigarettes. China is now leading the charge. They smoke about 40% of the world's cigarettes now. But at some point pretty soon, they're going to realize this is a catastrophe for the economy, a catastrophe for public health. And they're going to start cutting down, too. And I think, you know, 50 or 100 years, there are going to be very few people smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. That's Robert Proctor, who teaches the history of science at Stanford University, and we've been talking about this moment in science in the world of cigarette smoking. Robert, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So California, Arkansas, Maine, Louisiana all ban smoking in cars that have kids in them. California bans it in prisons. But can it be enforced in homes? On our Facebook page, Sarah Hobbs writes, "It's a joke. My apartment managers say unless they catch the person with a cigarette in their hand, they can't do anything. My hall still reeks of cigarette smoke." Let us know your thoughts. hereandnow.org, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Back in a minute with Chris Elliott, Here and Now.